Is this Madison?
This is her.
Madison, my name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Rogue Credit Union and Brook Communications' Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm calling about your letter about Ellen.
Oh, hi. Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on?
So Ellen, she works with me here in the call center, and she takes care of her husband. That is a veteran, and she takes care of him really all by herself. She doesn't have any children, and she doesn't have a caretaker either. So, you know, with their age and his disabilities, it's pretty difficult for her right now. Also, just providing a shower for him would be something that we were wanting to make happen for her, because she worries about him. He stays at home while she is going to work, just to make sure that their house is safe for him to be in and for him to be able to bathe independently. And give him a little bit of that back would be something I know would really make her happy and take some stress off of her.
I'm guessing they have like a standard tub shower.
Yes. She's really wanting to look into replacing that and putting in a walk-in shower.
I think that's something we can help with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. That would be amazing. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Hello.
Hi, is this Ellen?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Rob Thomas with Rogue Credit Union and Brook Communications' Wish Upon a Star. How are you?
I'm fine.
You're probably wondering why I'm calling you.
I am.
I understand that you are a hardworking, very kind, caring, dedicated wife who takes care of her husband.
Yes.
Tell me about what's going on with him.
He's disabled, and you know, he can't work anymore. I just do the best I can with him. He uses a walker, a wheelchair, does the best he can to get around, but I help him with all of his care and everything.
Yeah. I understand that he's a veteran?
He is a veteran, yeah.
Well, tell him thank you from us for his service.
Okay, I will.
I understand that you don't have any children.
No, we don't.
And you basically do all the care yourself. You don't have anybody that helps you.
No, I do it all myself, yeah.
How do you manage all that? That's got to be kind of a handful.
It is a handful. You know, it's just something that we promised each other when we got married, that no matter what, you know, we would take care of each other. So neither one of us would ever go into a nursing home or anything like that. So, you know, when you promise each other something like that, I mean, you know, it is about till death do you part. So
that it is.
You got to take care of each other.
Well, I understand that, you know, you guys really don't have the most user-friendly house for his condition that he's in right now.
No, we don't. We don't.
And a big concern that you have is your guys' conventional tub and shower that makes it difficult for him to get in and out safely. You're not always there when he needs to bathe, or maybe he has to wait until you're able to be there to assist him.
Mm-hmm.
It was a wish you might have said to somebody that could change, that you could upgrade that to a walk-in type shower to be able to care for him easier.
Yes, that's true. Because I know I talk with the girls that I work with at work and stuff. And, I mean, we're just really close-knit and everything. So we just kind of tell each other everything, because nothing goes any further.
Well, that's nice to have that kind of friendship.
Yeah, we're kind of stuffed in a little room. But, yeah, it is.
Yeah, well, this time I think it went a little bit farther. So thanks to Rogue Credit Union's and Brook Communications' Wish Upon a Star and a very generous donation from Jaeger's Plumbing, we're going to remodel that shower for you.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You are welcome, Ellen.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon.
I didn't think it'd ever get done.
Well, it's gonna.
Okay. He'll be happy, too, because he always tells me wishes that he could just walk into the shower, because I have to be with him all the time.
Yeah.
But he does wish that he didn't have to get in the way he has to get in.
Well, I bet it's probably extremely difficult.
It is very hard for him. It's very hard.
Yeah, and I've taken a spill in the tub before, and I know how bad that hurts. And, you know, when you get older, things are more frail, and you take a nasty spill, that's kind of hard to bounce back from.
Yes, it is. And he's had two broken hips, so he doesn't need any more.
Well, I know Jaegers does amazing work, and they'll take care of that and put in a nice walk-in. They'll probably install some handles in there and stuff, too, so that way he has something to kind of hold on to while he's in there. Really make that thing much safer and take a nice weight off your shoulders.
Okay, thank you so much. I will definitely tell him. He'll be happy.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now, just kind of a little side question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How's the rest of the house as far as accessibility?
Well, the back door has a sliding glass door and a cover on it,
mm-hmm.
on the back deck. It is all steps. And then the front, the VA said that they wouldn't be able to, you know, do anything by putting a ramp or anything like that because we didn't have enough area. It's just like the driveway's all rock, and it just scares me, you know, that he's going to have a fall. I mean, I just do the best I can do, and even stuff inside the house, there's stuff that needs to be done, but I just do it a little at a time.
Yeah.
Try to keep it up because he's not able to. Okay. There's just always stuff to do.
Oh, yeah, it's a never-ending battle, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to make another phone call, and if I have good luck with that, I'll reach out to you again.
Okay.
But for now, we'll make sure the shower gets taken care of, okay?
All righty, thank you so much. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. You too. Thank you for talking to me, hon.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hi, Ellen. It's Rob again.
Hi, Rob.
Did you tell hubby?
I did tell him. He's excited. And then he said, well, I can just do with what I have. And I said, well, you can't just do with what you have. So he is. He's excited.
That's awesome. Well, I told you I was going to make another phone call. And I did.
Uh-huh.
That phone call was to Bobby Geyer Construction. And they're going to come out and take a look at your house and see what else they can do to make accessibility a little bit easier for you guys.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, my God. This is so amazing. I've never asked for help from anybody. We just do what we can do with it.
I can't really promise a whole lot because he's got to come out and take a look to kind of see what he's working with. But I will tell you, he is mm-hmm. the wizard of making ramps, you know, and he'll take a look at your place. This is his forte. He loves doing this for the Wish. He's been one of our longtime supporters, and he just goes above and beyond and does some really, really super duper cool stuff. Makes miracles happen where you think it normally couldn't be done. So.
Oh. This is a lot. I didn't sleep last night. I probably won't sleep tonight. I have so much on my mind about what's going on. But it's good stuff. It's not that I'm having to worry, you know?
Exactly. So that might make you sleep a little bit better tonight, knowing that, you know what? Some of these things that I've been stressing so hard about are going to be taken care of. And now I can breathe a little bit easier.
Yep. And that'll be great.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Happy holidays from Rogue Credit Union and Best Country 103.